This is Kevin, another of the reference librarians. Now that you have exited the side room, I am going to lead you through the main room and introduce you to the collection here. First, though, turn to your right and walk just past the last shelf of books on that side of the room. Then turn and face the main room. On your left, you should see the water fountain and the door that leads to the restrooms that are located in the library. Please do not use your mobile phones in the corridor that leads to the restrooms. It amplifies the sounds, and they are heard in the quiet area. To your right, on the other side of the room, is the office of the director of the law library. The director is available to answer any questions and to listen to any suggestions that you may have regarding law library policy. As you can see, there are many individual study carrels located in the main classified area for your use. Also, note that although we won't be using that route, the staircase near the library director's office is the main route to the room where most of our state materials are located, with the exception of the state of New York. The main room that you are facing is called Law Classified. This means simply that volumes are arranged by subject rather than by type of materials. Note, once again, that this is a quiet area. Now, we'll begin our brief tour of the Law Classified room. The shelves to your left contain international and foreign law materials. Beginning at shelf number 65, there are various international business and international law-related materials, including secondary sources. As you walk down this side of the aisle towards the end of the room, you will also see that our collection of primary and secondary materials for the legal system of England begins here. Note in particular that our copies of the English reports start in bookshelf number 69. At the end of the classified room, and to your right, our collection of Canadian legal materials begins. Now, continue walking to your right and toward the shelves on the other side of the room. You might wish to pause the recording for a moment while you do so. From here, begin walking toward the front of the classified room. In this area, along with older sets of such sources as the Martindale-Hubbell Directory and the United States Code, you will find our bound versions of the Congressional Record and the U.S. Serial Set. These two sets of volumes contain important legislative history materials for federal statutes. Now, after reorienting yourself at the entrance of the main classified room, please walk once again to the end of the law classified room and through the double doors that you should see at the end of the room. Then stop for a moment, and at this point, Tricia will guide you through the next stage of our tour.